And following NPR, time for state and local stories here on WMOT. What do victories by Democrats in Tuesday's handful of elections mean for Tennessee politics, if anything? Democrats were especially heartened following a decisive win by Ralph Northam in the Virginia governor's race. You can be sure former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen is studying Northam's victory with interest. State's last Democratic governor, Bredesen is said to be considering a run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated next year by Republican Bob Corker. Former Nashville Mayor Democrat Carl Dean has thrown his hat in the ring in a bid to be Tennessee's next governor. Mid-State political commentator Kent Seiler says Bredesen and Dean will no doubt be encouraged by the strong turnout among Virginia Democrats and what it says about President Trump's political influence going into elections next year here in Tennessee.
I'm looking at the energy that Democrats showed in urban and suburban areas in Virginia, and a lot of that energy was directed at Donald Trump.
But Seiler says Tennessee Democrats need to take note of the fact that Northam did not get the support of Virginia's rural residents. Says it's those rural Virginians who have the most in common with the average Tennessee voter.
Certainly, the Democrats haven't figured out really, how to correct their problems with rural voters.
Seiler says there are limits to any comparisons between the two states. He notes that in last year's presidential contest, Hillary Clinton won Virginia by 5 percentage points, while Donald Trump carried Tennessee by 26 percentage points. That's local news for this hour here on Roots Radio.